Episode 2993, Act with Great Boldness.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're ready for something extraordinary to happen. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and you know what? Today, I think you need a little break. Yes, it's time to act with great boldness. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. What are you trying to change? How big are your dreams? What do you need to be working on now that you've been putting off for decades? Impact begins when you act with great boldness. You know, motivation can come and go. When hope fades, your life's breath becomes shallow. One needs to grab hold of the hope that sustains life, your every breath. You know, I think back to when I was first married to the flood of 1993. It was the only day, the only weekend actually, that it did not have significant rain. And actually that morning it rained. And I went to the venue, and as much as I wanted to say, okay, what do I do here? It was completely an outdoor wedding. There was no plan B. And I had to make a decision. I had to figure out what to do. I had people coming in from all over because it wasn't at our home. It was at really where we were going to school, in an area that everybody could come in from all over the globe. Well, as I thought about it, I went to the venue and I was like, well, what are our possibilities? And they said, we can't change anything. And there I stood and said, take it down. Take it down. You see, my response was to this huge white tent that covered where I would be standing, right in front of the beautiful, decked out, gorgeous, flowers everywhere gazebo, and where those attending would sit. But I knew in my heart of hearts, I was like, nope, it's not going to rain anymore. And this was way before we had cell phones. So it wasn't like I could just look up the weather app real quick and say, oh, nope, we've got about a 60% chance here between this hour and this hour. Do we want to, you know, flip a coin and try it? No, a decision had to be made. I had to take aim on what needed to be done. And so I did just that. Take it down. The problem was, is there was no turning back. If the tent came down prior to the evening wedding, it could not go back up again. And that meant I was risking it all. If there was rain, guess all my invitees were going to be sitting in the rain. But I was willing to take a chance to act with great boldness. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 12 says this, so then we have such a hope, we act with great boldness. What battle are you fighting today that really requires you to act with great boldness? Because you see, the battle was going to be fought, right? And the victory was declared how God saw it. So what is that battle for you? Is it the battle of writing your book? Is it the battle of having a hard conversation with your children? Maybe it's about the birds and the bees and the honey nut trees. What is it? Maybe it's about starting a new business. Maybe it's about returning to work. Going back into a corporate job. Maybe you're pregnant with your first and it's time to stay home. Maybe you're battling a horrible marriage and you need healing in your marriage. What battle do you need God to come beside you and fight with you? You see, the thing is a lot of what we need to do requires our actions to be bold. We can't be timid in our life. We can't be shy in our approach. Now, that doesn't mean we have to be rude and mean and just very boisterous. At times, maybe it calls for that. But all in all, it's a boldness. Act with great boldness. Where is that showing up for you today? I just want you to think about that for a moment. Because unfortunately, we don't take time. And so you need this space. You need this time to say, you know what, really, I need to be, you know, figuring out that recipe that I've been wanting to make forever. And I know that sounds so simple, right? But if it's been something that you've been wanting to do, whether it's weeks, months, or years, then why not do it? Oh, wait, but I have to order this, and then I have to make time for this. And every single time I want to do it, it's like, oh, I should have prepared 3 days before. What if this was your third day before? What if it starts now? Act with great boldness. It really breaks my heart when we go about our lives just doing the same old, enjoying the mundane activities. But you see, we're really not enjoying them. We're just hanging out with them. My friend, you need to be a living legacy, and that requires you to act with great boldness. You've got what it takes. You were created on purpose for a purpose. Ignite that passion deep within and go act with great boldness. My prayer for you is may you walk bravely in your days, knowing that with great boldness comes greater hope. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.